Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. I am going to discuss the effects of horticulture theory on cancer patients' psychological well-being in different therapeutic environments. The first author is Hui Mei Chen. I am the second author, Hong Min Tu, and we come from the National Taiwan University. I think cancer is a very serious disease, right? Yeah. And this disease has become the leading causes of death today, especially for Taiwan's people. So if we got cancer, I think our emotion is very bad, right? We maybe think no hope for our life anymore. So cancer not only induces serious physical problems, but also psychological problems, just like bad emotion or depression. And past study has been shown that contact with nature is a good method for improving this kind of condition, just like horticulture theory. So the hospital and NGO organizations start to use the horticulture theory with conventional theory to improve the psychological problems for cancer patients in Taiwan. Horticulture theory is a kind of natural activities. We think the natural spaces are better environments for holding horticulture theory program, because nature also have a therapeutic effect for improving our emotions. But the land of urban areas is very expensive in Taiwan. It is hard to go to outdoor nature spaces for holding horticulture theory program. So also we always use the indoor classroom to replace the outdoor nature spaces for holding the programs. Also the indoor classroom is a suitable space for holding the program. We still think the horticulture theory in therapeutic environments maybe extends the generally healthy benefits and psychological benefits without serious side effects. But a few studies have reported on the effects of horticulture theory in different environments. So the purpose of this study is to assess the psychological well-being of patients receiving horticulture theory and compare the benefits of horticulture theory across different therapeutic environments for cancer patients. The study site is the Formosa Cancer Foundation in Taiwan, and this is their indoor classroom. It's very clear and suitable for holding the indoor activities. But the window view is bad. The window view is a building landscape. It's very ugly. It's not suitable for looking. So we want to improve this kind of environment. In this study, we have four groups in different environments, including one control group and three experimental groups. The control group is the original indoor classroom, and the first and second experimental group is decorated with the large window curtains. The first group is the mountain photo. The second group is the garden photo. It's very colorful, right? And the two photos are selected by the preference of cancer patients, and we want them to feel they are in a natural environment, in an indoor classroom. The third group is the outdoor garden. This outdoor garden is very special, it's very beautiful, and they also have indoor spaces for the indoor activities. The participants also can buy the plants and material from the outdoor, from this garden. So this garden is very suitable for holding horticulture theory. The cancer patients were invited to join a horticulture theory program from Formosa Cancer Foundation. The four groups have the same 6-week horticulture theory program. And the program are designed for the cancer patients. The first week, we introduced the horticultural theory and introduced the seed, the knowledge of seed, and we want to learn to recognize each other people. In second week, we teach the knowledge of plant propagation, especially for anti-cancer vegetables. We want them to promote their healthy from a healthy food. In third week, we teach them how to use the indoor plants to decorate their home. We want them to promote their healthy from the quality of their life. In fourth week, we introduce the fascination of landscape and recreation, especially for Taiwan's leisure farm. We want the cancer patient go outside, not always stay at home. And in fifth week, we teach the knowledge of herb, and we also teach use the herb plant to do the soap. And in final week, we review all of horticultural theory activities and let the participants to share their experience. All participants write the pre and post test questionnaires. The questionnaire includes two parts. The first part is we use this scale to assess the participants' positive and negative emotions. And the second part is the open-ended questions. We want the participant to write down the three adjectives describing the activity environment, just classroom, and the experimental stimulus, just like mountain photo, garden photo, or the nature of outdoor garden. And then we can guess which one is better for the cancer patients. Emotions, yeah, you can guess. And in our studies, our sample is very small, just like 13, 5 people, 5 people, 7 people. So we use the non-parametric test to analyze our data. And in positive emotions, in all four groups, the cancer patient expressed more positive emotions after the horticultural theory. The best effect is the mountain photo, the indoor classroom with the view of mountain photo. In negative emotions, they also express more, and the negative emotions also decreased. And the best effect is also the indoor classroom with the view of mountain photo. In garden photo, it's very special. The negative emotion increased. We guess. Some participants also express the photo is too colorful. It's too colorful to let them feel nervous. So we guess maybe this reason to. And then. We use the Russell's emotions model to analyze our open-ended questions. And this model includes 8 dimensions and 28 emotional adjectives. And here is more peaceful feelings. And here is more exciting feelings. And here is more negative emotions. In the feeling of activity environment, classroom, in all four groups, most participants express more peaceful feelings, just like a relaxing, tranquil, comfortable presence here. Yes, it's more peaceful feelings. And in garden photo, in outdoor garden, yes, they also express more exciting feelings. And in the feeling of experimental stimulus, garden photo, mountain photo, and the nature of outdoor garden. The participants also express more peaceful feeling here. It's more peaceful feeling. But in an outdoor garden, the participant express more vita feeling, just like novel, exciting, or delightful. And in the garden photo, yes, some participants express the photo is really too colorful to let them feel nervous. Yes, so we think maybe if you want to decorate the indoor classroom, maybe the garden photo maybe is not a suitable choice. So in our conclusion, the indoor classroom from the Formosa Cancer Foundation is a wonderful space for holding horticulture fair. But we still think that decorating with pictures is a good method because they can increase the positive emotions and reducing the negative emotions, especially for mountain photo. So if you want to decorate your home or indoor classroom, maybe you can choose this kind of photos. The peaceful and the mountain with some lake is a more good choice. And a view of garden photo maybe there's some participants who feel nervous. And our garden, the outdoor garden is suitable for holding horticulture theory program. Because they also can increase the positive emotion and reduce the negative emotion. The participants also express more vital feelings, just like novel, exciting, or delightful. In this outdoor garden, the participants also can buy their preference plants and material, the horticultural material, by themselves. They also can increase their knowledge of plants. So it's very suitable for holding horticultural fair program. But maybe in this study, our sample is very small, but the weather maybe is too hot in Taiwan. The weather is really too hot, hotter than Oriental. So maybe we think in Taiwan, the indoor classroom is really suitable for the cancer patients because the body of cancer patients is not good. Yeah, so maybe the too hot, maybe the indoor classroom is really better than the outdoor garden in Taiwan. Yes, and this is our study. Thanks for your listening.